On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, Chime Time. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
What was the podcast prop record last night, Chris Shime?
That would be a clean 5-0.
Not bad. Not bad.
I'd
I only contributed one of those. That was thankfully Saquon Barkley after watching two of his receptions get ripped back thanks to penalty because the offensive line was trying to save Daniel Jones' life as the Cowboys were beating the crap out of him in that game last night. That got home, 4 catches, 45 yards, and you went a clean 4-0, I believe.
Yep, Dallas money line, Cooper Rush over 208.5 passing yards, Noah Brown over 36.5 receiving yards, Saquon Barkley longest rush over 15.5 yards.
So I'm sure the number is gone now, Shine, but do you have the current Super Bowl odds up in front of you? Is there any chance you can pull that up?
I absolutely can pull that up here. I'm right on the wonderful DK Sportsbook. Let's see.
I'm gonna give a little bit of credit for this thought real quick, and we'll get to the Patriots. And we'll get out of here pretty quickly today. This goes to Ken and Nick, Ken Barkley specifically of You Better You Bet, which airs afternoons on the BetQL Network. They were sort of looking ahead. I think Ken does like the simulations, and he does the power ratings, all that stuff. So they were sort of looking at the rest of the year.
Yep.
And he brought up a really good point. Of the 11 teams that were going to, or the 7 teams that were likely to make the playoffs in the NFC, there was one number that was really, really off heading into last night's game. So the Cowboys, they win. Yesterday, they were 40 or 45 to 1 to win the Super Bowl, Shime. What are they today off their win last night?
The Dallas Cowboys are 30 to 1.
So they've taken some money off that. That makes some sense. And his point was, they're a really good defense. They play an easy schedule. They get Dak back. And they're probably not like super likely to win. But if you compare their odds to all the teams around them in the standings, their number was way off. And watching them play defense last night, I thought, boy, that was a really good idea. I don't think they're going to win it. But if you could have grabbed 40 or 45 to 1 on the Cowboys before their win on the road last night against the Giants, that would have been smart. I didn't do that. But I understood the thesis, and it's a good way of looking at things when there's, because even if they don't make it, you could hedge once they get to the playoffs, and I wish I had jumped aboard that idea because their defense is great. They'll get Dak Prescott back. It's only the Eagles in the division, I think. The Giants are a nice little start to them, but I don't think they're a real contender. We know Washington stinks off their effort against Philadelphia this week.
Yes, they do.
And so there was an opportunity there, and I thought Micah Parsons and the defense looked pretty good last night for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I think the defense, I mean, they pressured Daniel Jones, what, 24 times, I believe,
crazy.
Is the number of the game. They were awesome last night, and they continue to be awesome. They've been awesome all year. They were great against Tom Brady. They were great last night against Daniel Jones. I don't see that stopping anytime soon.
That's the end of week 3. Week 4 will start on Thursday.
Good
with
game,
the
too.
Bengals and the Dolphins. My early win will be Cincinnati in that game, given how Miami had to play in that ridiculous temperature, played about a million plays defensively. Now they got to go on the road to Cincy.
Can I just issue a warning here?
At 3.5 points, I'm comfortable with Cincinnati. Sure, go ahead.
So you say that mess down in Miami, but just know that Miami only played 39 offensive plays. So
They played a lot. They played a lot of defensive plays, Sean.
True, which indicates to me a rare over on a Thursday Night Football game.
Ooh, I had not thought about the
tired
total
defense,
on that,
but rested relatively fresh offense. Tyreek Hill has outright spoken ill about Eli Apple, so he's coming for the jugular there. I am buying more and more into the over of 47 in this game. I need to do some more of the analytics deep dive, but gut check feel right now, over 47 feels real nice, especially at -105.
Yeah, gut check for me is Cincy on a bounce back home favorite there at 3.5. We'll see where that line goes in the next couple of days, but I've not done any prop work. If it's just super, 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 super early, but I want to bring it up because, like you said, we get a good Thursday night game, Shine. They treated us to Pittsburgh and Cleveland last week. We flushed that one down the toilet. Now we get a pretty good game on Thursday, Bengals and Dolphins, two playoff teams potentially in the AFC right now.
Yeah, 2 of 3 weeks we've gotten good games, right? Chargers, Chiefs in week 1. Then we got that ugly game of Browns and Steelers. And then we get this, which looks like it could be a really good game. So I'm excited.
Which is a nice make good for what they're doing to us on Sunday, which is just unfair and punishable by jail time, in my opinion. 4 o'clock games on Sunday. Cardinals, Panthers, Patriots, Packers.
So dumb.
Broncos, Raiders.
Oh, by the way, also Sunday,
maybe not Chiefs in Tampa. That game might get moved.
Important to note, we have a London game on Sunday as well. So we have a 9:30 kick for us as well.
Yeah, and it's got injuries abound because Dalvin Cook's day-to-day now, and he might not play in that game. I mean, Alexander Madison is a thing. On Saturday morning or Sunday morning, 9:30, Saints and Vikings. Saints, a 3-point, I guess, technically home dog. They're the home team, I believe, but they're getting 3 points against the Vikings. It's too early for my brain to think about a London game Sunday morning at 9:30. I'm not going there right now.
Okay.
I will go to this Sunday at 4:25. Nance Romo on the call. It'll be your Patriots and the Packers. I think we're comfortable now because we didn't know yesterday officially, Shime. I think we're comfortable saying that Mac Jones will not play on Sunday for the Patriots.
I would say almost absolutely.
So the line currently, it was 11 yesterday. I have it 10.5 for the Patriots, getting 10.5 points at DraftKings, -115.
Same.
So they've juiced that up a little bit. If you want to lay the 10.5 for the Packers, you can lay the 105. The look-ahead line was 5 or 5.5. So what they're telling you is that Mac Jones essentially is worth about 5 points. Shime, right, if it was going to be a 5-point. So the I think they have that right.
I agree.
Like it would see. I think it'd be less. I think it'd be worth less if Josh McDaniels were still here, because they'd be running an offense that Brian Hoyer knew.
Yep.
This is not a Brian Hoyer offense. Brian Hoyer is here because he's like the de facto quarterback coach, sounding board for Matt. He's not here because of ability.
No.
He's not here because they want to invest in Brian Hoyer long-term. He's a good veteran. He's only here because it's the Patriots and because they have a short shrift coaching staff and because Mac Jones knows Brian Hoyer. He would not be the backup quarterback. And I didn't want to equate it like Cooper Rush last night. I saw some...
Cooper Rush is pretty good.
Really sad Patriot fans saying, well, if Cooper Rush can win on the road, why can't... Because I don't even think that Cooper Rush... I don't think Brian Hoyer is better than Cooper Rush, Shime. How about that?
No, he's not. Cooper Rush is 3-0 in his career. 3-0 straight up and against the spread as a starting quarterback so far in the NFL. And he has he has not thrown an interception yet, I believe, in a start. Actually, he might have thrown one last year. He hasn't thrown one in either start yet this year, though. I mean, the guy is completing, 63-64% of his passes. He's not turning the football over. Hell, he's not getting sacked. Cooper Rush is doing everything you want a backup quarterback to do, and probably a little bit more. And that's why Dallas is winning. They're playing defense, and their quarterback's not making stupid mistakes. Brian Hoyer, we've seen, can be prone to some stupid mistakes, and that could be the fatal flaw on Sunday.
So Lawrence Guy is also banged up. Mike Reese suggesting he might be out this week, so some early injury news there. I'm talking through this because I know you said yesterday Patriots plus the 10.5 for 11. I just wanted to – so that we think they have the right number. We think that – I'm saying I think the 5 points is fair, the downgrade from, say, Mac to Brian Hoyer. I'm curious if you think that's the – is that the right point spread change given that Mac's not going to play in this game?
Yeah, I think it's about right, because when I look at it, like I think it was a couple years ago, Mahomes comes out, and what do the Chiefs go down? They were like, they went from being, I think they went down 7 points.
He should be worth more.
Yes.
He should be worth
more. Josh Allen, Lamar, Mahomes should be worth 7 or 8 points. It's funny to me, though, that Justin Herbert came out or was possibly going to be out for the Chargers, and he was only worth like 3.5 points, but they're telling you Mac Jones is worth 5. That doesn't correlate as much to me, but then again, it's on the road in Green Bay. Like, I think there's like a little bit of a multiplier there, if you will. So it's a weird scenario, but I don't know. I think the
there's
5
also,
is close
by the way,
to
more
right.
talent. There's more talent around Herbert, right? Like, so let's say Chase Daniels is in. Chase Daniel, singular, is in. They still have Eckler, still have Big Mike. Like, there's still other talent there. And they also make the argument that Ryan, that was just wrong because yeah. the books had not adjusted to
Jaguars
the fact that,
kicked ass.
So Jaguars are better than we thought they were going to be.
Yep.
And the Chargers might be worse. Like I even with the injury stuff, like they so maybe they were late to react to that. But I get what you're saying.
But so I think ultimately though, in my opinion, I think this line should be 9.5. I think it was correct. Right around 6:30 in the morning yesterday when it was at 9.5. I think that is the correct line. So right now, I think there's probably about a 1 point difference. Granted, that's not a whole lot, but I do believe that this line should be 9.5, which is why I have invested in the line at 11 already, because I just feel like I'm getting 1.5 of value there. I trust Belichick to keep it within 10 points.
So far, the bets that have come in on the Packers, 64% of the bets early in the betting, 54% of the money. The Patriots have more of a money ratio, only 36% of the bets, but 46% of the money, which makes sense to me, Sean. This is just on the spread line. I don't have the money line numbers here. I can't imagine people are rushing about the Patriots money line. I'll tell you right now, it's only 10% of the bets in that game are on the Patriots money line at plus 425. There is among a lot of people, a lot of the sharp bettors in Vegas, I learned this years ago from Chad Millman, who's now at the Action Network. There are a lot of guys who just automatically shine. They will bet every single, throughout the course of the year, one of their standard bets will be, I'm going to bet every double-digit dog in the NFL. Because of variance and because the way the league is played, they think that no team should ever be, basically, a double-digit dog. And so they just bet it blindly. And so that makes sense to me that there is more money versus bets right now in the Patriots because people want to get their sharp bets in early. They're like you in this case. They wanted the 10.5. They want the 11. They're worried people might bet it back under 10. And if you can get it at that very key number of over 10 right now, I can see a lot of just professional bettors system betting this automatically taking the double-digit points.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. I think the bigger number to keep an eye on now is the total. That has dropped precipitously. It was 42 just the other day, and now it's 39.5. And this number is probably going to continue to drop.
And by the way, it's not stopping anybody. 73% of the bets, 93% of the money, Shime, on the under right now.
Yep. It's crazy, but I understand why.
It makes sense, by the way.
100%.
That wouldn't scare me away.
The game script I laid out to you yesterday makes total sense that it goes under 39.5. Absolutely.
They're going to
try to
protect.
This is going to be a slog.
The Hoyer numbers, they're so public now. He's 0-11 his last 11 games as starter. The dude throws a million picks. He should not be in the NFL. He is in the NFL. Do not let this cloud your judgment here, okay? You love Bill Belichick, everybody out there. We totally get it. And you want to take the points. I understand that. But Hoyer is only here because they don't have a full complete coaching staff. We joked about this in the offseason. Now it's coming to fruition. He's here as a paid like a player, but really a QB coach. There's probably some in that building that think Bailey Zappi's a better quarterback, but they can't start Bailey Zappi.
He is a better quarterback. 100% Bailey Zappi's a better quarterback.
He probably is. He probably is. But in week four, he can't go to Devin McCourty and Matthew Judon and say, hey, guys, I'm starting Bailey Zappi. Bill Belichick can't do that.
He should, but he won't. You're right. I agree with you.
I'm not saying he shouldn't, but he can't. To those veterans, you want to lose those guys. It's one of the reasons why he stuck with Cam 2 years ago. Yeah. I want to keep the veterans invested.
Yep.
He's got to do that now.
I agree with you. Here's my thing. I laid the whole thesis out yesterday. I took the 11 points. It's more so just because of Bill Belichick. I expect them to run the football and play
Bill
defense.
Bill Belichick.
I think the defense will have a bounce back week after letting Lamar kind of do what he wanted against them. And I don't expect Aaron Rodgers to have the same freedom. And so basically my whole premise was this game will go under. Therefore, I want the double digit dog. And that's exactly where my head was at.
As far as the Mac injury news, Shine, we've still not gotten confirmation like how long he's going to be out. I think there's been some reporting that it could be like 4 weeks. It could be six. It could be eight. I don't feel comfortable.
Schefter said multiple weeks, what Schefter said, and that the team is trying to make a decision on exactly how to proceed. Mac is looking at a second opinion.
Yeah,
to determine to get a second opinion to decide if he should get surgery or not. Because I think there was like the doctor, was there Dr. Flynn or
Doc
whatever?
Doc Flynn from NBC PSGA, Sports, yeah.
Or NBC Sports, yeah. She was indicating that there is a procedure made famous at Alabama, actually, that gets people back from high ankle sprains insanely fast, I believe is the quote. I think... One side, I don't know which side is which. One side may be pushing for the surgery. One side may be wanting to just heal up and take their time. Ultimately, I think he should be out until the bye week and then come back after that. At this point, I don't think you should rush him back, especially if you think he's your quarterback for the future. Don't do that. That's dumb. Don't be a dumb team. And you let him sit until the bye week. That's what I would do, personally.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably right, but taking a step back, just protect Mac at all costs.
100%.
And I disagree. I thought Mac made some really good throws in that game on Sunday. That throw to Parker was really good. I saw some progress in just his actual skill in throwing the football. I would not put that at risk. It's not a playoff year. I would not be rushing Mac Jones. But the worst thing they can do, Shime, you're right, is rush him back before he's ready. In year 100%. Two, shitty offensive coordinator, not a lot of talent around him. There is no reason whatsoever to rush this guy back is my big take. I agree. And if that's the bye week,
If he waits till the bye week, he misses six games, which luckily for you is the easier, quote unquote, part of your schedule, right? You get the Packers, tough game, but then you get the Lions, also probably a tough game, but like maintainable. Then you get the Browns, another maintainable game. You get the Bears, who are probably the most fraudulent 3-1 or 2-1 team I've ever seen in my life. And then the Jets and the Colts, right? So, like, there's some cushy spots here where you could still, even with Hoyer, pull out a couple wins. And so even if you go 2-4 in that stretch, it's like, okay, like, at least we're winning a couple games. We're not, like, totally failing here. Granted, the second half of your season is brutal, but...
Yes, sure is.
But at least Mac Jones gets plenty of time to rest up, and then he comes back after the bye, right before Thanksgiving against the Jets.
Although, you know what? Before so the bye week is October...
No, November 13th.
All right, 14th. So coming out of the bye week, let's say Mac is healthy. The second half of the schedule. The Jets still stink.
Yep.
Vikings better or worse than we thought? Or about what we thought?
About what we thought.
Prime time, I would agree. Bills, what we thought.
Yeah, train.
Cardinals.
Worse than we thought.
Raiders.
Worse than we thought.
Bengals.
Little
worse.
What we thought, little worse.
No. They're outside looking in right now in the postseason, right?
I mean, barely.
Through three games? I think they're a little bit less. My point, and by the way, Dolphins, right, the Dolphins,
sure,
Bills to end
it. Smith
Dolphins
less.
Better, Bills better. 100%. My only point is that I agree with you. I thought the back half of the schedule was a gauntlet. I'm now willing to say that might be slightly easier, but the Lions-Browns combo might be tougher.
Jacoby Brissett, to his credit, has played awesome. Nick Chubb looks fantastic.
But they're just what I didn't account for is that they're not failing without their quarterback.
Yeah, they're not.
They can run the ball. They can play defense. Like, so they're a little bit better than I gave them credit for. The Lions are certainly better than I gave them credit for. It doesn't mean anything. But so middle portion of the schedule that you're talking about with Hoyer, a slightly more difficult, at least for now, the back half of the schedule, slightly easier. If we're going to upgrade Lions and Browns and downgrade Cardinals, Raiders. That makes sense?
Yes, 100%.
What that means, probably nothing.
Yeah.
But I just don't. It's a bigger picture thing. Do not let your priors, like what you thought about teams going into the year, affect your week-to-week decisions on these teams. You mentioned the Jaguars, Shime. The league has been way late in catching up to the Jaguars.
They still are.
And the upgrade from, and we'll get to it, I'm sure, this weekend. The upgrade from Doug Peterson to, the upgrade from Urban to Doug Peterson, Trevor Lawrence year two, the talent around him, Christian Kirk is actually big contract, way too much money, but actually really good.
Zay Jones, another big contract, also really good.
James Robinson, apparently can tear an Achilles and come back 9 months later and play in the NFL.
Unbelievable.
Which is crazy. So A long-winded way of saying you're right to look at their schedule and say protect Mac. And I also think that if you look at the – they can't do this. But if you're the Patriots and you're being honest, well, if we get Mac rested, maybe there's a win or two in the back half of the schedule we might not have projected going into the year. That's my long-winded way of saying it.
Yep. I mean, at this point, I think this season is more or less a lost season anyways. So it's like, why rush the kid back? It's stupid. Like, it's one thing if you all of a sudden win against Packers, Lions, Browns, and Bears – and the like, if you go 4-0 in your next four games, it's like, okay, maybe we might want to rush him back a little bit now. And, like, maybe he plays in the Colts game where he might not have previously. Like, that's one thing. But at this point, you just have to let the time play out. Let him take his time. And if you go 1-3 in your next four, you go 1-3 in your next four. Like, at this point, you have to take your future into consideration more than this season.
Anything else for the people today, Chris Schein?
No, that'll do it for me. Not a whole lot going on. Oh, Red Sox bet for you. I'm going to go Michael Wacha over 4.5 strikeouts tonight against the Orioles. So there you go.
You will get my Red Sox bet on the pregame show tonight. Actually, I did the work. We got a winner last night in the pregame. We had the
nice,
over. Easily cashed. 14-8, your final. There's certainly an opportunity for Red Sox right-handers today, is what I'll give you today on the podcast. We'll give you an official bet tonight. Jordan Lyles is pitching for the Orioles tonight as a two.
Is it not Kyle Bradish?
Kyle Bradish. It was Jordan Lyles last night. Kyle Bradish on the year has a 4.65 ERA. His batting average against right-handers is .290. OPS against righties is .820. Both are very high numbers. Kike Xander and Christian Roy have all homered against Kyle Bradish this year. But I also I've been waiting on this because I'm curious what Alex Cora does the last nine games here, Shime.
Yeah, for sure.
With these lineups, because I mean you saw it last night. He tried to say we pitched poorly but played hard. I mean they announced 25,000 there. There were not 25,000 there. It is an absolute crawl to the end of the year, and I'm not comfortable giving out bets at 10 because I don't know what the lineup's going to look like. And I give them out on the pregame show, so I'm holding off on the baseball for now. But we're trying to finish over 500. We're 34-36. Giving out props and sides and totals in the Red Sox pregame show, so I have six games to go like 4-2 to finish over 500. So that's the goal on the pregame show. Subscribe, rate, and review BetQL Boston on Twitter. Anything else today for the people, Chris Schein?
No, that's about it, my friend.
All right, we will talk tomorrow with an update on sports betting in Massachusetts. I have four headlines I've already pulled that they're going to annoy the hell out of Chris Schein tomorrow. Chris Schein's in a good mood today.
Great
Today's
mood.
His research day. Tomorrow, I'm going to annoy Chris Schein. Thursday, we'll play the Thursday night game. Friday, all of our picks. Saturday, all of our props.
I hate to rain on your parade a little bit.
What? What now?
I am going away.
During the football season. Wow.
It's a very special occasion. I'm going away Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I will be home Sunday. So, unfortunately, you may have to do a pod without me, or we may have to take a break until after week four.
So. I'm not taking a break during the football season. So
okay.
So you have the next 48 hours to find me a producer.
Oh, I got one for you.
For the podcast.
Yep, same time, same place. We'll be inquiring for the help of one Cooper Leonard, who also assists on the Bradfo show. Very capable producer.
Coop knows what he's doing, thankfully. He has spent way too much time with Bradford, and he's got to get him shake himself free of that. But Coop's a good dude. All right, so we'll figure that out. You're not going to have any picks for anybody this weekend?
No. I'm going to send you picks. I'm going to still do the work. I'm going to send you picks, and I might even be able to call in, for on Thursday, depending on what time it gets recorded. But I will get the picks to the people. Don't you worry.
All right. Subscribe, rate, and review for part-time Shime, folks.
Okay.
I doesn't like to work during the football season.
Okay.
One day sick. We got it. But listen, it's football.
I am 32-15 on props right now.
It is football season.
I am aware.
There's no off day.
This is a special.
You've said enough. You've said enough already. We all understand. You are finally going to handicapping school to learn how to handicap games. Finally going.
Yeah,
to,
that's what it is.
Ken Laird sending you on a retreat to learn how to produce.
Greg's sending me on a retreat. It's down to Nantucket. I'll be producing all weekend.
All right, we'll talk tomorrow, Shime. You figure out our production. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you.
Sounds good, Matt. See ya.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.